Hey, come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's time to go outside and let the sun inside. We'll have so much fun. Hit the road, let's ride.
Yeah.
If you give Rick a podcast,
podcast,
he'll take you on a trip.
Where are we going?
And when you're on that journey, you'll probably want to flip.
So
if you give Rick a podcast,
podcast,
we'll just fly by.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go. Let's start the flow. All you gotta do is tell Rick hi.
Say hi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for coming over today. I'm just in the middle of making something. What was I making again? My cookies!
Oh my gosh! Rick, what is going on in here?
Hi! Sorry. I was trying to make cookies for my new friends that came over today. Say hi, everybody!
Hello.
Oh, well, hello there. My name is Reese. I'm glad you've met my younger brother, Rick, already. I am terrible at introductions. Now, Rick, what temperature did you set the oven for?
I don't know.
Well, how much salt did you put in the cookies?
I don't know.
Well, how did you figure out how to make the cookies at all?
I don't know.
It sounds like you should have been using a recipe.
Arrested peas? What did they ever do to anybody?
No, not arrested peas. A recipe. It tells exactly how to make something. You can use a recipe to make almost anything. Heck, you can even have a recipe to make you a better friend to your new pals over there.
Really? I want to know. Do you guys want to know too? Yeah, we all want to know.
Okay. All right, but only if you say please on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Please!
The Fruit Salad Friend by Maria Dismondi, illustrated by Catherine Selbert. Chloe loved playing outside. She loved fruit, eating it and growing it in the garden with her papa. But most of all, she loved school. It was the very first thing she thought about when she woke up, and it was the last thing she thought about before going to bed. But this year, something was different at school. Chloe just couldn't put her finger on exactly what it was. Chloe hurried onto the bus. She was excited to read the note Papa left in her lunchbox. She couldn't resist sneaking a peek before lunch. But her smile quickly faded and tears filled her eyes.
This is gonna be the best birthday party ever if you were lucky enough to get invited,
announced the girl across the seat. All the other girls around Chloe on the bus held pink envelopes.
That's okay. I didn't get an invitation either, whispered the girl Margaret sitting behind her.
Chloe took a deep breath and focused on finishing her apple. A few days later on the playground, Chloe felt her lip trembling.
We can't play with you today. Sorry. Maybe tomorrow, snarled one of the boys.
Why not?
Chloe managed to ask.
Because we said so.
You're in a bad mood. I'll play with someone else,
Chloe said courageously before they walked away from her, laughing. Chloe started to hum one of her favorite songs as she walked toward another group of kids. Her lips stopped trembling, and she enjoyed the rest of recess. The bell rang for lunch. The first thing Chloe noticed at the table was her face getting hot. She knew why. The lunchroom drama was building.
Jenny is my best friend now. Go sit somewhere else, said Chloe's usual lunch buddy.
Chloe stood up.
Fine. I will sit by someone who is nice to me.
Chloe found another seat and slowly counted to 10 to fast forward what just happened. She felt the heat leaving her face now. Back at home, Chloe sat at the kitchen table as Papa talked about his day. As she stared at the fruit bowl, something clicked. Chloe realized that while all fruits are good, you only put the sweet ones in a fruit salad. In her heart, she knew which friends had been sweet and which were a little sour.
Is everything okay, Chloe? Asked Papa.
Yeah, I think so. I've had a problem, but I think I've figured out a way to solve it.
Chloe couldn't wait for school the next day. She felt like a chef with a new recipe. A doctor with a cure. A superhero ready to save the day. The next afternoon, Chloe's cheeks tingled from smiling so much. She headed right over to Margaret, who was sitting alone on the bench. She sat down, and Margaret smiled. They giggled when they noticed they each had fruit salad snacks. Something was different at school. Something had indeed changed. Chloe loved playing outside. She loved fruit, and she loved school. Above all, Chloe loved being a good friend and looking for the sweetness in others, too.
Welcome to the kitchen. My name is Le Chef Pierre Escargot, and today I will teach you about a recipe for friendship. Now, go to the kitchen and get the ingredients. 2 tablespoons of kindness. 1/2 cup of inclusion. 2 cups of acceptance. With 3 tablespoons of empathy, you must also have 3 cups of communication. Then you must have 3 tablespoons of forgiveness. Now for the directions. Friendship begins with a big dollop of kindness. Always treat others the way you wish to be treated. Next, add a serving of inclusion, and remember, there's always room for more friends. Then you must combine this with acceptance and embrace everyone's unique qualities. Now, you start mixing in the empathy by imagining how others might feel, and you stir in communication by speaking up when you need to express an emotion. Last but not least, clean up by asking for forgiveness and forgiving your friends too. Sprinkle with fun, laughter, and silliness and bake for 365 days. In the end, this yields endless friendships. I am Pierre Escargot. Come back to my kitchen anytime you need a new recipe.
Hey, everybody! As a special surprise, I brought over the person who wrote that book that we just read. Her name's Maria.
It smells so good in here. What did you make?
I made cookies so that I could share them with my friends like you, Maria.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Rick.
Wait, how about a delicious peanut butter cookie?
No, thanks, Rick.
Okay. Well, I also made an oatmeal raisin cookie. Everybody loves those, right, Maria?
No, thank you, Rick.
All right. Well, if you don't like that, I also made, pies and a fudge bar or a toffee cookie.
Sorry, Rick, but I really don't like cookies.
I thought you said you didn't like cookies.
I did.
What do you mean you don't like cookies?
Well, I just don't like them.
But everybody loves cookies, I thought.
Yeah, I just don't. Thank you, though.
Oh, this is terrible.
I like cookies, but you don't like cookies, so how are we gonna be friends?
Gee, Rick, I don't mind if you like cookies.
So you don't mind if I eat all these cookies, do you?
No, go ahead. Just don't eat them too fast.
I love this friendship!
Oh my god, these cookies. These cookies are so good. These are chocolate chip cookies.
Hey everybody! Thanks for coming over and playing with me today. I really appreciate you being my friend. Aw, don't be sad. You can come over and play again soon. We can learn all about stuff and even hang out with my friend Maria, the nice lady who writes all these books. If you want to read any more of her books, you can go get them at CardinalRoomPress.com or wherever you get your children's books. And don't forget, like Maria always says,
you are important. Never forget that.
Bye!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.